Elder religions and mystics conceived that the seat of the soul was in the sixth center. They conceived it because the sixth center, which is the pineal, is the psychic center in the brain. It's the psychic center because it works directly off of infrared visible light and ultraviolet blue. When I had you focusing on your partner last night, and we had a modicum of achievement by putting their face here, we focused on them. We were drawing not on the memory faculty of the brain. We're learning to distinguish between the memory faculty and this gland's faculty. When you achieved sending or receiving directly from your partner that image by putting the face here, it was this center that received from your bands a communique, because your bands link up with that partner. And it was this center that produced the imagery that picked it up from your infrared band and their infrared band. And it was this center here then that has its own control, its own hookup to this center here, that allowed the brain to conceive the model of that image and put it right here. So important is the pineal gland, is that was in antiquity the way that Homo erectus and even Cro-Magnon in its early days communicated with one another. They did not have the art of languages as you understand them to be. They had rather that which is termed the art of thought. And a tribe could communicate with its runners or another part of its tribe or a different tribe altogether, all the way around the world. And all they had to do was have a feather, a bead, a bone, and a memory. And they learned to do that. And this then was the important gland that allowed thought communication to be received and sent. And how did you hook up to them? You focus on them. How does that link you up? Remember, we go to this place here. We are connected in the all. We may be little tornadoes coming out of the void, a funnel effect of our energy that places us here and holds us together. But we are imbued with that which is termed the void, the space in an atom, shell of the atom, the nuclei, the run of electrons, the space between here and here, where the cloud forms of the nuclei, around the nuclei and its electrons, is the void. If the void exists in the distance between the outer shell and the nuclei in an atom, then how many atoms does it take to make a molecule? So how much of the void exists in a molecule? There's more void in the molecule than there is molecule. So we are, in a moment, hooked up, no matter how far. They could be in the center of the sun. I would tell you, focus on your partner in the center of the sun. All right? Focus on them. You start getting your information. Because you and that partner are connected to the all in all immediately. Your bands can move from here to the center of the sun. Your bands can move from here to the 21st universe. Your bands can move to the center of the 12th planet, in orbit around a blue sun. It can go to the center of that planet and find a specific individual. And this brain can do it all. So, ancient peoples communicated not in language, not in babble, but with imagery, knowingness, telepathy. The new brain suppressed this, pushes us down. But you still are learning to communicate today by using this. And the more that we develop this faculty here, the greater your knowingness to transcend even time, because this little aspect of the brain is the ultimate receiver of all of it. So the sixth seal, when we start pumping energy from the serpent down here and unwinding it, and it starts to dance up here, we'll explain this later, and it moves, it has to go through a guardian, a door.